Good morning, Family First. Nina speaking.
Hi, this is Jude Marks. This is one of the employees at Family First.
Yes.
You called yesterday about the McClain case being put aside due to his insurance.
Yes.
So I have a little bit of concern with just the way, you know, it was handled. Because a week prior to that, on the 6th, you called and told me about his case and the schedule for that. But it was only it was less than a week later that you called and told me about that, you know, like to step back from the case. But within that time span, I'm sure, I mean, your position, you probably kind of have an idea of how, like these cases are laid out.
We don't get notified from the insurance or the county assistance. We only go by what's put in the system at that time. So we don't get, like, an advance notice.
But in that case, just like knowing that, like knowing his case in general, though, like putting me in that situation, because I talked to Sarah about finding me an individual who was nearby a little bit closer just to get around. And we also communicated about like how much I would get paid in this position. But the new case just seems to send me kind of back to square one. So that's just kind of a concern that I'm having, because I mean the first McClain case was good. I was able to work with that. That was fine. But right now there's a schedule to go all the way to Willow Grove as a part-time position for only what, 16 an hour, which really wouldn't be much. So I'm just asking, just like based on like what's going on with Family First and kind of how we go from there.
That's something that you have to discuss with Sarah. I don't do staffing. That's not my department. I'm the supervisor. I only just notify the caregivers when there's a discharge date in the system from client services interrupted from the insurance or the county assistance.
So the system doesn't tell you anything ahead of time either? I mean,
nope.
I figure it would.
It could pop right up any time. Nope. Doesn't give us, like, a head notice.
But, I mean, like a coordinator, I mean, the whole term, like, position of a coordinator is to coordinate based in time, though. Like, you know what I mean?
I know, but we can only go by we are a provider. So with our provider number,
whatever's
put in the system, we have to go by that. We don't want to send you guys somewhere and then we can't bill for service to pay you guys. So whatever pops up, we have to notify y'all to let you guys know that services needs to stop because we can't bill the insurance. So the insurance is the problem.
Yeah, but notice how that situation just like adds room for complexity between like an employee like me and you, because that scenario just like, because there's no transparency within the system that you're using,
so
there's like less transparency.
I'm gonna tell you how that works. That works how if the county assistance or the insurance is asking for paperwork from the family to resume services, if they don't provide that in a timely fashion, then they are at stakes of services. So that don't have anything to do with us. We can only go by
the
system.
Yeah, that's fine, but were you aware of that, though?
No, we don't get notification when mail is sent out from the county assistance. We don't get that.
But
we're a provider.
Yeah, but to provide, like, for, like, people in these kind of situations, you would need to have information of their insurance already.
No, we only... The same way how you go to the doctors, if you go to the doctors and they scan your insurance and it comes up that your insurance is inactive, then they're going to let you know that we can't see you because you need to take care of what you need to take care of with your insurance. So
yeah, but that's between an employee. I mean, that's not between an employee and another employee. That's between a person with the insurance.
It's the same thing. We only go
I'm not. I get what you're saying, but like that scenario doesn't even apply to me because I'm the employee. What you just mentioned
but
is something
our
between.
Our job is to notify the caregivers if we can't resume services when it's put in the system. So we're not given a head notice on what's going on with clients.
But how does that work to provide a service if you don't even get like a heads notice on their case? I mean, isn't that do you guys obtain like a case though, like any type of information?
Well, as far as
like, oh, this is the individual Mr. McClain. This is his kind of insurance. This is, like, you don't see any of that.
No, only the county. We bill from the county assistance. And then from the county, it goes to the insurance. We go by what's put in from the county and the insurance.
But you guys kind of communicate with the insurance companies.
No, we go by what they put in the system. So
that is the type, that's a form of
system.
Communication, right?
We see what they put in the system.
Look,
so
I'm not even trying to have a tit for tat with how things are go between you and the insurance company. I'm sure that that's already a complexity in itself. But I think when the information gets down to, like, me as the employee that's, you know, lower ranking, I get that. It just feels like I'm being kind of juggled, you know what I'm saying? And I'm trying to work towards stability,
You have to understand, when you're working in the healthcare industry, anything can happen. A patient can die.
No, I understand that.
Like, any occurrence can happen periodically. So that's out of our control. So
I understand that.
As our intake department and our admissions department and our authorization department, when they notify the coordinator and they notify me that there's a waiver issue, there's a discharge date in the system, or there's an assessment that the service coordinator is trying to get in touch with the client to do the assessment and they can't get in touch with them, so they place services on hold. Once they input that in the system, then that's when we get notified. That's how that works.
Yeah, that doesn't work well. I'm just saying that's not a functional system. But aside from that, basically my situation is just that me and Sarah communicated a schedule that works pretty well for me working for Family First, mm-hmm. and, like, moving forward. Mm-hmm. The schedule that now that I have is kind of, like, putting me back to, like, less than square one, where it just is a part-time position that is also very far, because I don't drive, so I can't really just maneuver around like somebody with a car.
Okay.
So now I'm just kind of put in this position where I feel like I'm asked out, and that's due to Family First. Because I've been working here for a few months. I enjoy my job. I enjoy taking care of these individuals, but I'm just trying to figure out what's kind of going on with you guys. That's all.
Okay, so that's something that you would have to discuss with Sarah.
Right, right.
Because that's
right.
Not my department. I only notify
right.
caregivers when we can't bill.
Right, okay. All right, thank you, Nina.
Okay, you're welcome.